Mr. President, and good morning again. The first item up on the agenda is the agreement for wastewater and biosolids services with the City of Rehoboth Beach. And Mr. Lawson and I were attending the Mayor and Commissioners meeting yesterday. We have the Mayor and one of the City Commissioners as well as the Manager in attendance today. So this is really the culmination of many, many months of work, many meetings, and many considerations. And really what it boils down to is you have given us, the engineering department, and the administration, and the finance department, a task to diversify our wastewater, the county's wastewater portfolio. When you were talking about the North Planning Area, you said, no, not all eggs should be in the same basket. Try to get as many avenues we can make available to the county for serving the sewer customer. And that's really the premise. If you look at this overarching sort of objective you gave us, this is the end result of what came before you, because you've seen Mr. Lawson and I several times here dealing with these various issues. You've touched it many times, as I described in my memo. You saw where you had the various touches on it. When you look at the, you move forward, Amanda, and here. That's the Sussex County and the city, were working under two 1983 agreements, which had one minor amendment, which was actually done also in the mid-80s. So that was the then Henlopen District and the then Dewey District. At this point, the agreements were executed on behalf of individual sewer districts. In 2002, the city signed a consent order. And you know, the city holds the permit for the wastewater treatment plant. We are a customer. Our sewer districts are customers of the city of Rehoboth Beach. The city holds the license, the wastewater discharge license, NPDES permit, which required it to vacate the inland bays, vacate Rehoboth Bay, which means there was a deadline set.
That turns the thing off.
And after some considerable back and forth, that deadline ended, as amended last, on June 2018. So in June 2018, the city's treatment plant, effluent discharge, must be removed from the bay. So you can see we're working under some tight timelines. Next week, the city is considering the bid awards, and we have that on the last slide. In 2015, the city crossed a very important threshold. The citizens approved the referendum associated with the outfall and wastewater treatment plant budget in the amount of $52.5 million. Now, Ms. Jennings and I had some considerable discussions as well as Ms. Ross. This is not our debt. We don't sign for that. That's not our general obligation. It does not hit our books. But we are obligated to pay a certain percentage of that debt. And when you look at that, it's very similar to what we have the arrangement with in Seaford. Now, the city of Seaford has debt on their wastewater treatment plant, and the unified district, in the form of the Blades area, pays when we approach the city for reserve capacity, pays a certain amount of that debt. Now, move forward to our agenda here. In 2016, September and May of 2017, again, diversifying our portfolio, you actually approved two individual agreements with the Lewis Board of Public Works for wastewater treatment service and for biosolid service. It was a mutual one. First, we approached them for wastewater service. We are now in the final stages of the permitting of that actual connection on Gills Neck Road. Expect to do the work later on this year with full service available by next spring. And the biosolids portion is tied to when we complete the inland bays. So, the Mayor and Commissioners of Rehoboth Beach, which is not reflected in the memorandum because the memorandum I wrote for you before that vote was taken yesterday, the Mayor and Commissioners yesterday have approved the agreement as we presented to you today. So, initially, our attorney had signed off on to form, city solicitor had signed off to form. Now we have the commissioners and the mayor for Hermit Beach, as of yesterday, supporting the agreement. New terms, 25 years, with a renewal. You remember, that is the same thing we're dealing with in Wolf Neck. We're trying to set up a 25-year term for our wastewater agreements, so we have a long planning horizon, and we know what we're up against long term. So, it's one agreement. It's one conglomerate agreement between the Unified District for wastewater and biosolids. We will be serving at a minimum, obviously, Hanlopen and Dewey areas, but we also have anticipated additional connection points. Right now, we're investigating one, but it may be more than one. So, this is the third bullet down. The city will obviously treat our wastewater. It is regardless of what source the wastewater comes from. Whether that comes from a pumping station on Route 1, whether that comes from a pumping station in Dewey, or that gets pumped up from Hanlopen Acres. It is all the county's unified wastewater. The county under the agreement is guaranteed base of 42% capacity at design. So, and that comes back later, you'll see why that is important. We have the unilateral ability to go up to 50% after the first year of planned operation. And the reason that is written that way is because a design capacity is just that. It's what engineers believe the plant can handle on a peak day in July. Once you actually operate the facility, you can either confirm what is in the permit for the design capacity, or we could make an amendment request saying we would like this design capacity to be amended to accurately reflect once we have a full year's worth of operation. That's the intent. After this first full year, we can make the request unilateral 50% of the design capacity as it permitted to be set aside, i.e. reserved for the county. If you look at the indirect and direct costs for the operation of maintenance, they will be split according to what is actually sent to the facility. So if, and let's be very, very, very precise here, like we've been with the commissioners in Rehoboth when we answered the same question. The city has very limited growth potential. We have more growth potential. So the city at this point wants to see 50% reserved for them. They may not always want to have 50% reserved for them. We will use our 50%. They may not use it in the foreseeable future. Let's say if we use our 50%, but they're only going to use 75% of their 50%. So you can see we will contribute more flows to the facility than they will, which means we should pay a higher percentage of the operation and maintenance, which is reflected in this in that particular bullet. That does not change the reserve capacity. The reserved capacity is what's set in stone as the debt service. So as long as the city wants to reserve 50%, which they have the right to under the agreement, they are so entitled and they will pay for 50%. However, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, remember that's a 25-year agreement with an extension. We have to have flexibility built in. When the mayor always said, Mr. Engineer, this agreement has to survive both of us. So, and it's set up that way in order to survive both of us. So 15 years from now, this council may want more capacity. This city may want to rid itself of some of the financial obligation it's been carrying. So, as you move forward, the city will every year set the impact fees, or whenever their charter says they set the fees, or their policy. So we will have the ability 15 years from now to make a request by paying the fees. And Ms. Jennings asked a good question. We're not going to pick up the additional debt service, because you remember the impact fees reflect a buy-in of the remaining growth-related expenses at the time. So by paying the appropriate city fee at the time, we will give ourselves the ability to buy more at the discretion of the city. Now, this is well put, because 15 years from now, when the city has 15 more years of growth under their belt, they may say, we really don't need 50%. Maybe the county is interested in buying another 5%. This last bullet gives all parties the ability to do so. Without fixing something today, we may not know how it looks 15 years from now.
Quick question, Mr. President.
Sure.
Before we move off that slide, I'm curious, with your comments just now, the county, unincorporated areas, with this arrangement, and by the way, congratulations. I think it's a great example of governments working together for a common good for the residents. But moving forward 10, 15, 20 years, perhaps beyond all of us that are sitting here today, the question that I would have is because they would have to approve additional capacity, correct? How would that directly impact land use decisions? Because if we decide to, we meaning the council in generic terms, makes a decision as it relates to changing of a zone, i.e. building more of whatever, perhaps more density, and we need the additional capacity, and we make that decision, are we dependent on them? Are these decisions gonna be contingent on their approval?
Negative, Councilman Ouellette. And that's negative because we can in the affirmative say that we have diversified our portfolio. Remember, we have additional capacity purchases built into the Lewis Board of Public Works. We have them through the ability to move water back and forth between our own facilities, and we have them into bulk wastewater services agreement we have with the private utilities. So the diversification we have put in place at any given year, at every given budget year, we can assure you that we have not crossed what we call the 80% threshold, that in the aggregate, we have more capacity available in reserve, i.e. 20%, than is required in any of our permits. So having said this, I think you can rest assured that you will see way in advance any bottlenecks if they may appear. And you remember, these bottlenecks will be in the aggregate in the north planning area because we created the ability to move the water around between the different entities. That's the key thing. When you build standalone systems without the ability to move water around, you're stuck in each mm-hmm. one of the build-alone, standalone silos with your capacity. We have crossed that bridge.
So county is partnering, but yet we're not totally dependent on the facility because we have other options before
us. We have other options.
Okay.
Let's say even 15, 20 years from now, the impact fees in Rehoboth are set appropriately, right? However, Lewis may have had a more lucrative arrangement in terms of financial purchase per 1,000 gallons. Or we may see that we can see in our bulk water and bulk wastewater service agreement with private utilities. So we have all the options. You make the decision of where you want to expand your diversified portfolio.
Okay, thank you.
Good question.
Thank you.
And I didn't ask you to ask it.
Mr. Chairman, I got a question. So, but I like that theory, right? I mean, I like that plan. But we're the 42% is the baseline commitment number. So we
yes.
will always be at 42% of whatever.
Even if we chose not to pick the extra 8 up, we will always be at 42.
Okay. And then that is negotiated yearly?
No, that is for the term of the agreement from here to the end of.
But if we want to go up 8, is it?
It's written in the agreement. It's under. It has its own article.
But it's. And we can but exercise it's it. One. If we go to 45, then that becomes our base number.
Once we see the design capacity of the facility, and it is where the expected number falls, where I expect it to fall, we will be ill-advised if we did not request the 8. But we will, remember, that's 2 or 3 years from now.
Right.
Probably more 3 versus 2. So we will have that discussion at the time with the appropriate recommendation.
And then the ability to go up would be at the permission of Rehoboth?
No, the ability to increase by 8% is a unilateral decision by the county council. Because remember, you're increasing your cost. So
right.
The city already established they will never need more than 50%. So right now, if we did not write the agreement that way, the city's citizens actually would be saddled with paying the debt service of 8% of a facility they will never access. That's what would be called the ultimate stranded investment. So once we know what the capacity is, we, the engineering department, will make the recommendation to the county council. And all it takes is a letter from the county administrator to the city administrator to exercise that part of the agreement.
And then,
because it becomes with that financial obligation.
Right. And then if we make that 8% decision, right, mm-hmm. So and we needed more, then it would become at the discretion of Rahul.
Then you have the discretion, but then we would also weigh all of our portfolio options before we decide where to purchase more stock.
Right. Okay.
And right now we don't have that option. Now, you've heard us talk about biosolids a few times. This is the exact same package with one exception. If we have an agreement with Lewis, if we have an agreement with Seaford, and we may have one with Elbeville, but if we have additional agreements, they will all pay a transportation and an O&M fee. Because in this case, they always have the majority of the biosolids coming out of these facilities are not ours. We have a component in them, but not a significant component. The biosolids coming out of Rehoboth, once, even today, with Dewey and Henlopen, exceed the city's actual, when you look at actual numbers, tonnage. Once we add additional percentages in there, and looking at a more year-round utilization of the facility, we will by far exceed the tonnage the city citizens will put in there. So between the discussions between Ms. Jennings and I, we determined to track it and to make this administratively work was a bigger expense and trouble than to actually say we will only charge the transportation component and not the O&M component. So having said this is why that's the difference. This particular biosolids agreement covers the transportation side, but we are assuming the O&M side because we are already, it would be paying ourselves back. It would be almost like a continuous financial cycle, if you can see that. As we grow in the Rehoboth facility, our biosolids tonnage, controlled by us, becomes more and more overwhelming, and our effort becomes more and more not rewarded. That's written in here. What it also sets up is Future Capital Projects Corporation. We will have a stake moving forward in the outfall project, moving forward in the capital improvement project, the facility, and any other shared facilities, i.e. shared transmission systems and or future projects on the outfall side or the wastewater treatment plant side. With that second to last bullet in mind, remember we kept on talking about the capacity at the facility. The city has certain interests where they may want to put city money into it. And I've always been teasing the mayor. I told him and the administrator, if the city wants that great maintenance facility for their water and sewer department, that's not our problem. That's a city issue. If we want, instead of 3.5 million gallon capacity oxidation ditch, a 4 million gallon capacity oxidation ditch, that's our issue. So as we go forward in the final design of the improvement package to the wastewater treatment plant, we, the engineers, will come up with a package, a number of add alternates, which we can exercise when it comes time to award the bids for the wastewater treatment plant. And we do this, again, we're looking at, we have a pretty good idea of what it costs us to build capacity at South Coastal. We have even a better idea of what it costs us to build the capacity at Wolf Neck and at Inland Base. We know exactly what we're paying when it comes to Lewis Board of Public Works. So we can make a very educated decision come bid time whether we want to exercise on our right, which we are granted under this agreement for this and future contract, to create these kind of bid add alternates. It's it's corporation taking to the next level, because we're already anticipating what our needs are, and we're anticipating what the city needs are on an exclusive basis, and we're setting up a vehicle how to pay for it. It goes one step further. It goes beyond the wastewater into the land conservation and water quality improvements. And when you look at this, you've heard the administrator speak to you about some land conservation projects, and you always asked, how are we going to pay for that? That's one of the vehicles we're going to pay for. Because the state has, with each of the loans you take out on the wastewater side, there is a component which is associated with land conservation and water quality. Right now, we're assuming that the city may elect to participate and may elect to go to the public and authorize additional debt to do these projects at 0%. Very lucrative money. You're buying land at 0% for 20 years. So obviously you're not buying it what you're paying today. You're buying it a lesser amount because the time value of money helps you out here quite a bit. So we have already made these presentations to you in the budget. You know what we have in mind. If the city elects to participate, they can either take, if they do it immediately, they could take 58%. If they do it 3-4 years from now, once we exercise our rights, they may elect to do 50, or they may elect to do 15. Whatever is left is up to us to decide whether we want to exercise it. And that agreement sets that right up. The exact percentages would be spelled out in sort of like in a standalone amendment, because right now we didn't want to go through the various scenarios, which would be, as you can see right now, today may look different than 2 years from now, look different than 3 years from now. But you have to commit within a given timeline set on the SRF rules. So this will unfold over the next 12 months, and you will see the city make a decision, and you will see it come back to you, if not in this budget year, definitely in the next budget year. Having said that, we're moving on to the... These are the numbers the city council saw, and these are the numbers which they... The top end are the numbers as bid plus contingency. So these are not the actual bids received, but they're the bids with the built-in plus an additional 5% contingency. So you can see the pump station, the effluent, on the effluent side, the effluent pumping station, the land side, force main, and the ocean outfall piece, total 36.8 million. There is soft cost associated with getting this all done. And as you can see, the total price tag is 40 million. 40.5 million. There's a significant amount of contingency built in there. There was a lot of reluctance and discussion on the commissioner's part, not fully taken into account that we're dealing with a public works project versus a very complex building project. So I would have probably not put as much contingency in there at this point, because the bid prices are in, and it is, there's some building contingencies, but this is not a decision we make. I'm presenting you the numbers the city council approved, and the city council is putting forward to the SRF Wastewater Infrastructure Advisory Council. Sure. These are the exact numbers the council will look at next Wednesday.
Is the contingency number that you're questioning 5%?
The contingency number built in is... There is a contingency, a small contingency is always built in unit prices, which you see reflected in the bids, and then there's an additional 5% built into the numbers you see here.
So each one of the categories has a contingent number.
Each one of the top three.
They have a contingent number that is over and above the 5% that is in a bottom number?
No. The top three reflect the actual bid, including built-in contingencies, which are in the bid already. We call them contingency items. There is a top, on top of that is a 5%. That's what you see reflected in the top three numbers. The bottom numbers, the treatment place capital improvement phase one has a contingency in it. The treatment capital improvement project phase two is just a filler in order to fill the total of 52.5. It is no contingency, it's just a number. We have to develop the actual scope, which goes with that $9.3 million project.
So the phase two doesn't really have a plan. It just
the phase
has a
two
placeholder.
Has a rough scope, but no final scope yet.
So you just took the 52 minus the total and came up with 9,300,000.
100% correct.
Okay. It seems like an odd way of doing it.
Because we're not, you remember, there's phase one capital improvement project at the wastewater plant were mandated and agreed to by the city, mandated by the state and agreed to by the city. That's why you have a phase one package. But there's also a phase two package, which we are in the process of developing jointly with the city to make sure that all of the components we want to see covered are covered, as well as all of their components are covered.
And so that's like that's a wild card, because that could come up at 7 or come up at 11.
It could be 11. But that's why we have ad alternates. We will be able to say we want to be able to fund the ones we definitely want, and the city wants to have able to fund the ones we definitely want. The 9.299 number reflects, in my opinion, accurately the numbers we must jointly fund.
And what numbers were they? That's the 40 million.
The 40 million is just to get the water from the facility into the ocean aquifer. Okay. That number is set in stone.
Okay. And then you're adding accessories to the 40 million with the next two projects.
Affirmative.
And
the accessories are at the wastewater treatment plant.
Right, but it could operate.
It could operate
without.
It will operate in June of 2018 without the CIP phase two.
And one.
One will be under construction at that time and may be close to completion, but not completed.
Okay.
Good. We, the engineering department, I think I can speak for the finance department and the administration, are recommending the diversification of our wastewater options and approval of the agreement as presented. As I told you, in order for the city had put originally forward a different package years ago to the Infrastructure Advisory Council. There is only a less limited funding package available at the council right now. However, speaking as a council member, I know that the council welcomes the amendment the city has put forward, utilizing the full $52.5 million. We expect, Mr. Jones is still here, we have two council members in the room, we expect the full council will support this, and it will go to the secretary for approval. Once that is done, by the end of August, the city should have access to the full funding in the amount of $52.5 million to do the jointly requested and supported project components. Number three speaks exactly to what we sort of, and I think Mr. Burton sort of oiled it down. Hans, or Mr. Engineer, what happens if it's more than 9.3 million? Then we will have our, let's say, must-have pieces. The city will have their must-have pieces, and we will come back to you at bid time and make a recommendation. And that really would be a joint recommendation, pretty much just like we did right now, back-to-back meetings, one to city council, one to county council. That covers bullet number three.
I got one follow-up question to that.
Burton.
So if there's a $52 million approved plan from Rehoboth that we're going to partner with.
Yes.
And if the project goes over that, is it back to referendum for them and back to us, and one's hooked to the other, but the other's not hooked to the other?
The way we'd like to structure the next round of bidding is with a series of individual components which can be awarded on a standalone basis. So there will be a base contract, and we will make sure, we, the engineers, will make sure the base contract, which has the jointly interested components, will be less than $9.3 million. So having said that, there will be other components which will fall under bullet three, or paragraph three, which we will then exercise on an individual basis. If the city chooses to exercise them, and I should be careful, I'm speaking for the city here, if they choose to issue additional debt, that would have to fall within the authorized limits of the charter. So, and I don't want to go any further without the city solicitor chiming in on that. Or they can fund it out of their own funds available in whatever infrastructure funding mechanisms they have. The same thing holds true for us. Ms. you want to?
Correct. The same thing. We have a debt limit based off of our assessed value that we would have to abide by, but we're well under that at this point.
We have the same type of functions available to us, whether we seek to pay for it with our already collected sewer connection charges, whether we want to use operating funds out of the enterprise fund, or whether we want to use debt.
Correct.
But if one goes forward and the other one does not, where are we?
The standalone ad alternates will be designed to not be contingent upon a joint movement. They are standalone, financed by one entity or the other.
But if we're partners in the total entity,
the partners piece, we will make sure it comes in below the authorized debt limit.
So this would be the over and above.
These are over and above.
Things. Okay. I'm getting closer to understanding.
One last question for me, Mr. It'll be very quick. Just on the expense side, are we involved in the oversight?
100%.
Thank you. That was quick.
You have a motion.
It's a very simple motion.
Good. State it, please.
Move to approve. Based on the engineering department, finance department, and administration's recommendation, the agreement wastewater and biosolid services with City of Rehoboth Beach as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move to adopt.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second.
Second.
Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion?
My question.
Could we hear the presentation again?
My question is, how far is this guy in the ocean?
I want to say 6,000 feet. 6,000 feet is the number.
Okay, just about a mile.
A little bit over a mile.
More questions?
What's the gauge of the pipe? Will it last long, 40 years?
The minimum life expectancy of the pipeline system as designed, that's the minimum, is 50 years plus. So okay. We expect it to last much longer than that. And based on the record we have with the South Coastal outfall, I can assure you the South Coastal outfall, as expected, is still in very good shape, has a lot of life left.
I was thinking maybe it might be a good thing for them to give up the shear. After 10 years, the pipe falls apart, they go ahead and
give it to us, huh? That'd be good, yeah. Mm-hmm. Any more questions? Take a vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes, and excited to partner with the Rehoboth on this effort, so congratulations, yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'm going to vote yes also. And thank you and your staff, Tina and Todd and Mayor Cooper and City Management and City Council. I think it's a good relationship and it will work well for all the citizens. So thank all of you for what you've done. We're going to take a break. We'll keep on going. You're next on agenda.
Just a second. The mayor said he would be willing to sign the agreement if approved, and then that means we can start the process. And
yeah, get him up there.
Whatever you want to do.
Sign away. Where's the camera? Get that picture.
You're up there, Rick.
You want to introduce Mayor Cooper?
Everybody knows who he is.
He's on there. He's on dinner. Oh,
I think somebody's going to, from the media, is going to sign their mayor if you want to hold off.
Oh, boy.
We'll go talk him into it. Whatever you want, Jory, whatever.
Yeah, you gotta sign it, Mike.
I guess.
Make it official.
You got enough cloud to recover $40 million?
Mr. Chips, who making the?
Mr. Chips.
You have enough cloud to recover that $40 million that you signed?
Mike's used to signing these $52.5 million agreements, right, Mike?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's got plenty of room.
Okay.
He's got plenty of cloud.
Yeah.
That might go good. Well, I think just.
You got a pen?
Okay. I
do. Okay, I'm not.
Sorry.
You're all right.
You should have took my pen.
For the record,
got it?
Thank you.
We'll give him a call, bro. We got
good job. Good job.
Good job done.
Thank you all very much.
Good job, Hans.
Yes.
We ain't trying to spend no people's money.
I think the team really owes a thank you to the council because, you know, you have really given us this direction to expand our wastewater options, and we have embraced it, and we've taken it to the level we are today. And I think we are in a more diversified place today than we were 2 years ago. That's for sure.
Next is the airport equipment enclosure project.